I'll get to our next guest, Nana Zenani, the acting spokesperson for Metrorail Western Cape, who is giving us some perspective on the Cape Town trains at this particular time. Nana, thank you very much for joining us this morning. How are you this morning?
Thank you very much. I'm well, thank you. I hope you and the listeners are well too.
Well, no, because we pay over 20 rand a litre for petrol and don't have a really real rail alternative. What is the development with respect to Cape Town Rail in terms of getting us back to full service?
I think let's speak about what is actually happening on the ground currently.
That's the question.
I think that our commuters have seen that on the Cape Flats as well as on the Southern Line, we started introducing the new train. We know that there's an issue in Fishhook. We've shown our commuters and our listeners have shared that we are actually working on fixing the lines that were vandalized on further down on the Simonstown line. So that's the plan. The unfortunate part, though, is that when we start operating the trains and when we start fixing, for instance, the Salt River, our power station, our substation, that's exactly where we get hit. That substation feeds a lot of the lines, about 10 stations in all. So what was cut, especially from last Thursday, we keep fixing and another area is cut, is the most critical part of it, and that's the telecommunications. What that does is it allows all the operators to see exactly where the trains are. So you don't have rear-end collisions, or you don't have situations where there's a pileup at the front and you don't know what train to move next. But also, we are a regulated entity. So when we don't have a telecommunication system that also records the messages or the communication, means we are not supposed to operate.
Nana, vandalism has been a problem for a long time. Many rail lines have been down for a long time. A caller just asked, the service between Stellenbosch and Paarl has been out of commission for over a year. When is it resuming? A large part of this comes down to security. What is the state of Prasa's overall security plan? Because I think, you know, you can't just keep on saying, well, it was vandalized, we tried, but now you broke it. Then security needs to be put in place.
It is true in a sense that security needs to be put in place. And we've answered that as Prasa, and I'm speaking wearing a corporate hat. An additional 3,000 security guards were hired, and those were then divvied up throughout the region. We've got an additional 800 security members. What it means is that we've got more security than the people who are there operating the train, whom we need to actually deliver the service. But the issue of vandalism is connecting the dots. It's not just Metro Rail that is being hit and at critical areas. It's the city, it's Transnet, it's Eskom, all the SOEs, and every single person that is operating on high voltage lines is getting hit. So obviously, it's a systematic thing that is being done. With the understanding, this question is going to be asked as to when are you fixing it. We are a public entity. When these lines are hit, we have to go on a three-port system. We have to follow the PFMA. It has its own times. Otherwise, if we don't do that, it comes down the line as irregularities.
I was just going to ask, what coordinating discussions are you having with the other SOEs? Because it's no point everybody speaking in a silo.
Yes,
if you absolutely all need one another.
Absolutely. There is a forum that has been set up with the CEOs of Eskom, Telkom, Transnet, and Prasa to try and combat the situation. The problem here is that all of us have very vast networks that run into communities in very minute areas. For instance, the lines that we have between Cape Town and Bellville, that's 19 kilometers just on that line. How are you going to deploy? How many people are going to deploy to look after 19 kilometers of rail? Those rail are running within communities. The understanding is that rail is a public service. It is not something to be harvested. Similar thing, you'll see people have built either on top of our rail track or underneath the servitudes for Eskom. So if anything goes wrong, we can't go in to assess the situation. If we do get in, there are gangs that are coming armed to attack our service providers. I'll give you one last example. We went to a station, I'm not going to name the station. We went to assess the lines because we have a contractor, Talis Mazia, who's replacing the overhead lines on the first section of the central line. We had to have 10 security guards for 6 people who are walking, assessing the lines, because mm-hmm. people were coming out of the houses, coming down to us. At previous week, the head of infra was robbed at that very same place, pointed at by a gun at him by a 7-year-old. So it's a bigger discussion.
Still, a discussion that needs to be held with all members of, or all organs of state, including SAPS, including SANDF, if you have to. I mean, at the end of the day, the question is, what do you tell Capetonian commuters?
You see, that discussion also needs to look at the regulation in terms of the handling of scrap material, especially copper. At the moment, the law is not as stringent, but this is the reason why the harvesting is happening at the rate that it has in other countries.
Theft is theft, I'm afraid, Nana. Sorry. Whatever the regulation is about copper on the other end, stealing my copper is still theft. So somehow SAPS needs to... finally, just a final question. Obviously, this requires a great deal of stewardship, a great deal of leadership. The recent suspension of your CEO, Zolani Matthews, is obviously a concern. He was at the forefront of trying to solve these issues. Do you have any comment on that management of that leadership?
I think my comment would actually look at the operations within the Western Cape itself. But just in terms of clarifying how the system works in terms of leadership. Remember that the board would sign a compact with the minister. So that compact then influences the strategic direction of the organization. So whoever comes in, they follow on to that based on whatever strategic direction was approved and is understood by Treasury that we're following.
Nana Zenani, thank you very much. Acting spokesperson for Metro Rail in the Western Cape.